All resemblance to people both real and fictional is completely coincidental and hilarious.
Welcome, welcome to the official Snowden podcast. And unlike a lot of mind tech projects, we were actually given a chance to do a do-over for this one. So, let's hope we make this episode a lot better than the first one, eh? No goof-ups. No funny business. Because this time, we have a very, very special guest. But I'll get into that after I, you know, introduce the regular co-host, because that feels right. Introducing our two astounding co-worker hosts is myself, as always, Snelded. I don't know if you needed to be told that, but besides that, let's move on to our host, Craig.
Hello.
So, Craig, you work in the audio department of Mind Technologies.
Yes.
But, you know, can you tell us a little about that?
Oh, yes. It's very cozy around here. You know, there's all kinds of sounds going off. It's very crazy stuff, you know. I'm always hearing the stuff just bursting into my ears. It's like a constant wave. It's like, what do I focus on here?
Yeah, I get what you mean sometimes. It can get a little, disorienting. And after 200 Mind Tech employees lost their jobs, we finally move on to Jimto, our other co-host.
Hello.
Hello, Jimto.
So, you know, how do you feel about that, man?
Very, very confused.
Jimto, do you know why they picked you to be a part of this podcast? Yeah, I figured because, not to be rude or anything, I just know that between our conversations, you're just not that talkative of a person. And, tell us a little about yourself. What do you do here at Mind Tech?
I just, I sit down at my desk, and I wait, and every now and then, I hear somebody go, so I walk over, I walk over to them, and I say, what are you looking at? And they're like,
I don't know what this font is, Jimto.
And I look at it and I say, that's sans serif, italic. And then I walk away.
I can't believe it.
Not to cut you off, Jimto, even though a lot of people do that very regularly. But we have to now focus our attention to our special guest, the acclaimed actor in all of those animations and movies and, you know, stuff that people talk about. It's Dr. Riz Snezen.
Oh my gosh! He's here? He's in the room?
He's
here.
Yes, hello. I'm Dr.
He's
Riz
here!
Snezen,
he's right there!
Acclaimed
he's
actor and
right
accomplished
he's
scientist.
Here.
Oh my gosh. Oh, wow. Wow, I'm such a fan.
It is a pleasure to be with you today.
Oh my gosh, you built my childhood, brick by brick, board
I'm
by board,
such a big
nail by nail,
massive,
screw by screw,
huge
hammer
fan
by
of
sickle,
Dr. Riz Snezen
and
his acclaimed filmography and bibliography.
Bibliography.
Yeah, I found it in a book somewhere.
That's a very good statement slash question, Craig. Is it Craig or Greg?
Yeah, that's Craig. It's Craig.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Can you do your iconic squug voice?
Is that Jimto or Jimdo?
Jimto.
I don't like that. I don't like that. You're my least favorite.
Oh.
I've been on a number of productions that have served me quite well, have given me many skills, and have brought me much profit. One of my more famous roles was Lieutenant Ridgerton on the science fiction series Helm's Wing.
From Helm's Wing?
Yes, that was one of my only starring roles.
You have to do the voice. You have to do the voice. You must.
Can you shut that one up? I genuinely mean it. I don't say it that way to many people.
To the boys, please.
It's quite disturbing to...
No. Listen to me. In my infinite compassion and understanding, I will provide you with this artistic treat.
Okay.
So here he is, the lieutenant. Oh, what is this? Oh, my scanners and my numbers are picking up a turnip.
Yes.
Oh.
This is the greatest.
Oh, who are you? Can you help me pick up this? Sigh.
Media is done.
Ooh. Interesting. Yeah.
Let me run some statistics to see if I can lift that turnip.
Do a co-host huddle? You know, just like a quick co-host huddle, real quick?
If you must.
We're just cutting to our sponsor right now. Don't worry about it.
Go on, it's fine. Go on.
Oh, yes. Let's get in the group huddle. Come on.
Sponsored by Beatboxing.
Yes, thank you very much, Beatboxing.
I could use some of those.
I don't know how to put this, but this guy is really... He's not giving me the right vibes.
I hear that.
He's kind of, you know, a weirdo.
Interesting.
I don't know how to put it. I get a negative aura.
But, you know, the moment
was cool.
It's exactly
like that one level. You know, with the water.
I can feel the aura myself. It's very surrounding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh.
It is what it is.
Oh my god. That's the Raider alarm. Hey, Snelton. Listen, I know I'm interrupting here, but I really gotta pull you aside real quick, okay? Just, you know, let the other co-hosts do their thing and ramble on with the guest or whatever. I really need to talk to you in specific, okay?
You, Snowden.
Okay. I'll be back, guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So this one day I was just, you know, walking along inside the office, you know, doing my thing, and then all of a sudden,
So what is this about, Raider?
This is an emergency, Snelden. I've never seen anything like this. It's simply catastrophic. That's the only word I can use to describe such an event.
Raider, you used that same word to describe lunch yesterday.
That was catastrophic, too. That was very catastrophic. There was no salad with eggs. Delicious, delicious eggs. I'm getting sidetracked. The point, Snelden, is that... We lost 98.8% of our listenership the very moment Dr. Riz Snezen uttered a syllable.
What?
That's a problem, Snelden. I've never seen anything like it before in my entire career. You have to fix this problem, Snelden, because it was my problem before and I don't know how to fix it. And, well, you're the host of this podcast, so you fix it. You make the content, Snelden. It's your voice that makes this funny, and you gotta salvage this somehow.
But Raider, I don't...
Okay, bye. No pressure.
Okay. I just have to make a very dramatic shift in the podcast, I guess.
Fans light and open dyslexic and opti bank gothic and palatino linotype and papyrus and perfect dos VGA 437.
I agree with that, Jimto. Yes, you're good thinking.
UXTB quiet. And Sicko AUI semi bold and Sicko AUI semi light and Sicko AUI symbol and Simsun and Simsun XTB.
I grow tired of this.
Sicka banner and Sicka display.
This must end immediately.
How we do it here? How's the podcast going? Great?
No.
Oh, yes, very much so.
Because of how well the first episode went, we have a brand new listener submission inbox that we read from now.
Oh really?
It sounds like
the listener inbox does have a filter over it.
That's fine.
So you can't just, like, insult us or, you know, be mean or, you know, share our credit card information. Except Raider could share my credit card information using the emails, and he has done that, but that's besides the point. The point is that we can now hear back from our listeners, and right now it is completely empty. Unless the filter is working really well, but
I was right. They hate us.
No, I don't think that's the problem. It's just, we also didn't advertise that we had this viewer submitted thing until as right now, like as of recording. Like we did. The only other advertising we were able to get was pigeon mail. Oh.
Okay.
Even then, that was really tight on the budget.
Listen, I don't mean to act this way. I'm really a cool guy. It's just that people get my goat so much of the time. People just, they want to bother me. They want to bully me. They want to be mean to me.
Oh?
Oh, hey. We're finally getting a few submitted messages.
Do you feel the need to prove yourself to the masses the way that I am constantly expected to?
They're very detailed. They're using ASCII art to get through the filter.
People are so rude nowadays. I don't know if it's the internet. I don't know what it is, but these people just...
You did what? Kids are... What?
No, it didn't happen like that, exactly.
What do you mean?
It was at a party out in the park. Listen, the reason I came on here and the reason that I agreed to be on here is because I'm normal, I'm good, I'm a kind person. I have compassion. I want to help others. I just want to shed a light into this world of darkness, and lies and fools and idiots. I am here to make the world a better place, and I'm normal.
Why are they bullying you? What have you done to get such a response out of people? People don't just go around looking for strangers to pummel. You had to have done something to trigger this.
I did what any sane, regular, normal person would do in my situation.
I'm trying to understand this.
All right, here it goes. This is Stonky the Elephant.
Hello, I'm Stonky the Elephant. There goes my big Stonky trunk.
I used to watch that when there was no water around.
Oh. Look, it's the Jungle King, the main character, who gets 3 times my salary. Good for him. Good for him.
I suppose this gives you more material to work with.
I'm sure.
I wouldn't discuss that in recording, but okay.
Uh-huh. I think we just gotta address the real elephant in the room.
And not Stonky.
That was my favorite one.
Oh yeah, yes. I see that now.
Oh, Craig, I hadn't noticed your contacts until now, if I'm being completely honest. This is it, Riz. Yoink, yoink, that's 2 contacts for Dr. Riz.
Those aren't yours!
Well, this changes some things. Everything is normal.
They thought they could get me, but they couldn't. I get away with it again. Fools.
Hey, we're getting new listener submissions. And they're about Dr. Riz Snezzin, even.
Oh no. What have you done? What have you done? You let them in. Now they're going to get me.
What? All the police are going
to be. Did he egg her like a hardware store employee or something? Like, what if they get a lead pipe? Especially that size, like that's an impressively long lead pipe.
Where have they gone?
I just don't get it. Why do you want to stay 5 Nights at Freddy's? What's the point?
Now, Sneldon, I'll be honest. I have no idea how you managed to pull that off, but you managed to get a very, very wide range of people into this room, and that pleases me. That is dollar signs, baby. That is listenership right in front of my eyes. Speaking of which, what's up with the guy on the floor?
He got his contacts stolen by Dr. Riz Snezzin.
That's exactly the answer I wanted to hear. All right. We turned it around and also helped expose a very, very bad person, I think.
Childhood ruined!
I'm pretty sure that's what heroes do. But I don't feel like one, so I don't think I am one. Tune in next time for things that don't go so horribly wrong. We're gonna try. Yeah, I swear. Back in the good old days, what was it, like 3 weeks ago, we used to have plastic straws. Now, we have paper.
I brought in my own steel straw one time. They oxidized it right in front of me.
Oh, company property. I can do anything just now. You brought it into the office. Hey, guys. Guys, look what I have now. I have company property now. Look. Hey, sorry there. I dunked it into the vat of company property and it turned all brown. And I don't want it anymore, so I'm selling it back to you. I'd like $5, please.
Oh.